Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Chaf Tes and Maseches Sota. It is the 1208th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up, continuing to analyze the halachos of a woman who's a Sota and the Isurim that she has. It will be based on the Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Chesam and Aleph, which had a Braisa, which had a machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, that Rabbi Akiva had learned that the pasuk says nitma'a three times. And that tells us three isurim for a sota. That if there's a sota, she's usher to the baal, she's usher to the alleged baal, and she's usher to truma. And Rabbi Yishmael disagrees, and that's not going to be clear to the Gemara exactly what Rabbi Shmuel is in disagreement, because Rabbi Shmuel then goes and discusses that she's now Asura le Kohuna. And the Gemara is going to discuss the parameters of this discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and that will take us mostly through Amud Aleph. On the bottom of Chav Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to pick up with the halachos of Tuma v'Tahara that were brought up in the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis, and that will take us all the way through Chav Tes Amud Beis, touching on many halachos about Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Betuma, the halachos of Tuma that comes in contact with Kodesh, Tuma that comes in contact with Truma, and many of the halachos. That will be a subject of the end of today's daf, as well as tomorrow's daf also. Let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up three lines from Bad Mechav Ches Amud Beis. V'Rabbi Yishmael. So we have, turning back to Chav Ches Amud Aleph, as we mentioned in our introduction, we have the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that learns out from V'nitma that the Sota, the Baal, due to the Sota, Baal, Boel, and Truma are all usher to this Sota. And Rabbi Shmuel comes along very cryptically, which the Gemara is going to challenge, and says that there is a Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer Rabbi Shmuel is that if a Grusha who's Muteras to Truma is Asur Lakuna, certainly this woman who's Asur to Truma, as Rabbi Akiva had taught us, is certainly going to be Asur to Kuhuna. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yishmael, when he's talking, Amar Rabbi Akiva have been speaking about Truma, Umahadu le'il Kuhuna, and he tells us Allah of Kuhuna. Visu. So that's question number one. What exactly is Rabbi Yishmael saying back to Rabbi Akiva? Is this a machlokis? Is this an agreement? In what way is he responding to Rabbi Akiva? Visu says Gemara two lines about Chesam Beis, the Rabbi Akiva Kuhuna minale. And also, where did Rabbi Akiva get this halacha that says that she's aser to a Kohen, now that she was a Sota? V'chitem, and if you're going to say, says Gemara on the bottom line, Kuhuna lo tzricha ka, that Kohen doesn't need a pasuk, going on to Chav Tes Amud Aleph, Sheri Asa Basafik Zona Kizona. That we say that a suffix zona is considered like a zona, and therefore if she's considered like a zona, then mimela, she's asur l'kohen. That we spent time yesterday discussing on the top of Chaches Amud Beis, that was an important line of the Gemara, that a sota, even though we don't know for sure she was mizana, Chazal gave her a din vaday. So if that would be so, that she has a din vaday, so then, truma nami loti baikra, then the halacha that she's asur to truma should also apply, because she has a din zona, according to the above logic. Shrei asa basavik zona kizona? Question mark. Ela, so rather, l'Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, who had told us these three halachas, that she's also to Baal Bol and to Truma, Arbaa Kroi Ksiv, he's actually playing with four psukim. Chad Lebaal, V'chad Lebaal, V'chad Lekuna, V'chad Letruma. Now, on yesterday's daf, we had said that, according to Rabbi Akiva, it says Nitma'a three times. So Rashi explains, 10 lines into the Yamana Chavtes Amar Aleph, Yisere Shtei Nitma'a. It says nitma two times extra, v'chad v'nitma, as well as saying with a vav. Rabbi Akiva darsh vav, Rashi continues, haray arba. So we darsh nitma of nitma v'nitma to tell us four different halachos. One, that she's asa baal. Two, that she's asa baal. Three, that she's asa kuna. Four, that she's asa truma. And what's Rabbi Shmuel responding? Rabbi Shmuel tlasik kreik sidi. And Rabbi Shmuel says that he doesn't darsh in the vav, but he has three psukim, chad lebaal, chad lebaal, chad letruma. Ukehuna, and this halach of kuna, asya bekal v'chomer. That we learn out from a kal v'chomer, that the halacha is that if a grusha is asur to a kohen, yet she could eat truma. This woman who's aser to kohen certainly will not be able. Excuse me, she's aser to truma. Certainly, she'll not be able to marry a kohen. Rabbi Shmuel, mimai ditzrachra l'truma u'kahuna, says the Gemara, well, once Rabbi Shmuel has started on this path of the Kal V'chomer, so then you've got a easy Kal V'chomer for the halachas of truma and kain as well. Dilma ki yitzrach l'kahuna u'truma sharia. Maybe when the pasuk is coming to tell us that the sota is asura, maybe it means specifically for the kohen, as opposed to in regards to truma. In other words, according to Rabbi Yishmael, we've been learning that the pasuk comes to tell us that she's a surah truma, and then we have a kal v'chomer l'kahuna. Maybe argue the opposite. Maybe the pasuk is coming to tell you that she's also l'kahuna, and then you're not going to have any kal v'chomer or any pasuk, because Rabbi Yishmael only has three psukim to tell you that she's also a truma. And maybe according to Rabbi Yishmael, ena chanami, she'll be mutter l'truma. So the Gemara is asking Rabbi Shmuel, "My ditzvachra l'truma ukuhuna asi bekal v'chomer." How do we know that we need the pasuk of truma, and we learn out the iser of kuhuna from a kal v'chomer as we described above? Dilma ki yitzvachra l'kuhuna. Maybe the pasuk is coming to tell us that she's aser l'kuhuna, but then truma she'll be sharia, she'll be permissible. Amalecha mistaver. Rabbi Shmuel respond, "It's logical to learn it this way. Dumya debalu boa. The halacha of the pasuk that we have one extra pasuk for. We learn bal and bal that she's also a bal and bal. We have one more isur to learn. It would make sense to learn truma nakuhuna. Why? Ma bal ubal michayim. Just like when it comes to the bal and the boa. She's aser michayim. In other words, as long as the husband is alive, she's aser to him and she's aser to the boa. The halacha is that once the husband passes away, then in such an instance, the iser falls away to her husband, he's not alive, and it would seem from this Gemara that the iser leboel also falls away. However, continues the Gemara, when it comes to truma, af truma nami mechaim, the iser of truma also is only when the husband is alive, because if her husband is a kohen, her only tzad heter to eat the fruits would be that her husband is alive. So that whole halacha is connected to when the husband is alive. Lafuki kahuna, but when it comes to the iser kahuna for the sota del achar misa, that's the achar misa. So therefore, it makes sense to learn that out from a kal v'chomer, and that the psukim themselves should be referring to halachas that are all mechaim, and that's bal, boel, and truma. Period. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is going to respond. When Rabbi Akiva, who darshins four psukim because of the extra vav, so then why is it that he needs two limudim for kuhuna and truma? Why don't we say that he would learn a kal v'chomer, just like Rabbi Shmuel? Why does he not learn the kal v'chomer? Rabbi Akiva, dumya debal ubal leslay. That assumption that we had just said, that the limud is from bal and bol because they're both bechayim, and then you have some room to learn out kuhuna from a kal v'chomer, all of that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of. So once you don't have that, then you're stuck. V'inami islay, and even if you're going to say that Rabbi Akiva holds of it, milsa dasi b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav lakra. Rabbi Akiva says even things you can learn out from a kal v'chomer, sometimes the pasuk goes out of its way to spell it out. Period. Amar of Gidol Amar Rav, we pick up about 12, 13 lines into Chaftes Amar Aleph. This is a new topic that goes back to the end of yesterday's daf. On Chaftes Amar Beis, we had learned that the halachos of Safek Tuma Birshus Hayachid and Safek Tuma Birshus Harabim, that Safek Tuma Birshus Hayachid, we go L'chumra, only applies in regards to a suffix on a human being that's able to ask, an item that's able to ask. And we learn that out from Sota, that Sota is a davar sheish bo das lishal, a Sota is a human being. And then we're machmir on suffix tumah birshus hayachid. But if it's an inanimate object, ein bo das lishal, then the halacha is that we'll be makel even suffix birshus hayachid. That was what the Gemara said yesterday. Today, Rav Gidol Amar Rav gives us a different makar to the same halacha. Amar of Gidol Amar Rav, Davar Sheish Boi Das Lishol, Ve'em Boi Das Lishol, this distinction between Davar Sheish Boi Das and Davar Sheim Boi Das, that's Sabak Tum Rishos Hayachin, is Tamei by a Davar Sheish Boi Das, but Tar on a Davar Sheim Boi Das, Mehaikra Nafka. We learn out from another Pasuk. Va'abasar Asheyiga B'chol Tamei Lo Yeachel. If you have kachim that comes in contact with Tamei, then you can't eat it. Chazal darshan vaday tamehu delo yachel hasavik tam savik tar yachel. On the one end, the pasuk seems to say that only if it for sure came into contact with tuma can't you eat. Ema seifa, but there is a seifa. Va'basar kol tar yochal, that you shall eat basar that's tar. Basar vaday tar hu de yochal, only basar vaday it's tar you eat. Basar hu safik tam is safik tar lo yochal, but if it's a safik, you shouldn't eat it. Elalav, how do we reconcile that contradiction? Says Rav, and Rav Gidl quotes it in his name. Shma mina, must be that we hear from this. Kan sheish bo das lishol, kan sheim bo das lishol. There is a distinction, as we mentioned from the previous Gemara. Das lishol versus das sheim bo shol. If we're talking about inanimate objects, savik tumah versus hayochid, tar. Inanimate object, das lishol. Then in such a case, we would say, Safik Tum Bershus HaYochid, Tomei. V'itzrich, comments the Gemara of Gidol HaMerav, V'itzrich L'migmer Misota. So now what comes out is we have two sources, of Gidol HaMerav's and Sota. We need both of them. D'imid Rav, if we have just learned the teaching of Rav, Hamamina Bein Bershus HaYochid, Bein Bershus HaRabin. I would have thought that we're machmir on Dover Sheish Badas Lishol, even a Bershus HaRabin. So itzrich L'migmer Misota. So we learn from Sota that even a Dover Sheish Badas Lishol is going to be Tahar, Birshus HaRabim. V'ibe Sota, and if we learn from Sota, Havamina Adiika Das Nogea Umagia. I would have had a Havamina that the only time we're going to be Machmer V'Savik Tumah is if the one who touched the item and the one who was touched were both Davar Sheish Bo Das Lishol. In this case, the Boel, who's Matama, as well as the Isha, are both Davar Sheish Bo Das Lishol. Maybe we'll only be Machmir by Savik Tumah Birshus HaYachid if they are both the Metame and the Mitame are individuals that Yesh Bo Das Lishol. Comes along the halacha of Rav Gidol Merav and tells us that as long as the Basar came in contact, which is inanimate, which is Ein Bo Das Lishol, with a metame that is that yesh bo das lishol, then that will be enough to be machmir birshus hayochid. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah that we had on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Mishnah had gone off on a major tangent in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Let's remind ourselves, the Mishnah had told us that Zachariah ben Akotzev had discussed the drasha of Nitma of a Nitma that we already discussed in today's daf in detail, Echel Abav, Echel Aboel. That Rasha was discussed Bo Bayom. Bo Bayom is the day that Rebbe Gamliel, who had been particularly harsh, the Gemara in Brachos of Chazayin Amud Beis says, on Rebbe Yeshua and other Tanoim, was removed as being the Rosh of the Sanhedrin, the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was stated in its place, and the Mishnah lists for us many things that the Tanoim, particularly Rabbi Akiva, was Dairish and discussed with the other Tanoim. In our Mishnah, we learned, Boi b'yom Dairish Rabbi Akiva. On that day, Rabbi Akiva was Dairish, the Pasuk, Uchi cheres ha-shi'ip omehem el toichot, kol asher b'soicho yitma, eino ametame elo yitame. Let's take a look at our Mishnah and remind ourselves what those halachos are. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that since the Torah goes out of its way to say yitma, then that is making reference to its ability litameh, to make other things tameh. So a kli cheres that has the ability to be metameh other things. Now what is the case of a kli cheres? So presumably, limed al kikar shein shemitame es hashlishi, that we're talking about a case that the tanur is mitame a kikar. The kikar is now a sheni, that it could be metame something else. The Mishnah told us, Amar Rabbi Yoshua, continuing on the mission, we need to do the mission in order to understand what's going on in our Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, mi yigale ofer meinech Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Once Rabbi Akiva had taught this, so then Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that there's something that you have confused. Shayisa Amar used to say, Asid dar achron latar ki gor shlishi, that ultimately there won't be a concept of a sheni making a shlishi tameh. She'en lo mikra min ha-Torah shu tameh. You say that there's no pasuk. V'alo Rabbi Akiva tamin decha. Rabbi Akiva, your own student. Maybe lo mikra min ha-Torah shu tameh. Shnera klasher besocha yitma. So that was the give and take about Rabbi Akiva's opinion that it's possible for a sheni to become a shlishi. The attack of Rabbi Yoshua on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who said that there is no source, and la'asid lavo, then a shlishi will not become tummy. Our Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had said that in the future will be meiko. What about in the present? Mashma that even according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in the present we're machmir. Asks the Gemara, umeachar de inlo. Since there's no pasuk lama tummy, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say that it will be tummy in the present, even though in the future it won't be tummy? I'm reviewed on a rav minatera inlo. Min haTorah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was arguing there is no makar, but midin kavachomer yesho, but there is a kavachomer. Umatful yom shemutar bechulin. When it comes to someone who is going to be tahor that night, but they've done tefillah already that day, they're allowed to eat chulin during that period of time. Posel betruma, but yet they will passel something that is of truma, or make it posel to eat betara. Kikar sheni she posel bechulin. When it comes to a kikar sheni that could pasul bechulin. What does it mean that pasul's bechulin? That the item, if it's a shlishi, becomes pasul. It's not metame other things, but it'll become pasul. Ein udin sheyaseh shlishi betuma. Certainly, it'll become a shlishi lutuma. So we'll have a kal v'chomer, and that is the source for bizman hazeh. Says the Gemara, ikal mifrach. But I can ask a question on that kal v'chomer. Malat tful yom shekein avatuma. When it comes to a tful yom, the reason that's posel betruma is because an avatuma. So says the Gemara, teisvi mitful yom desheretz. So you won't learn from a tful yom of a person that's an avatuma, but a tful yom of a sheretz. Mal tful yom desheretz. Shekein bimino avatuma. Says the Gemara, well, but at least tful yom of a sheretz, someone who is being matar himself from a sheretz, that person is not considered avatuma. But the concept of Tul Yom is a concept that exists in the realm of Avatoma. So therefore, you can make a Kavachom. It says, but Kli Cheres is going to prove you wrong, that it could create a Shlishi, even though it doesn't fall into the category of Tuma. Malikin Cheres, she came at Tami Me'avira, but Kli Cheres, says Gemara, has another Chumra, and that is that the airspace of it is Metame, even if you don't come in contact with the actual Yoms. Walls. Tful yom yochiach, but tful yom is dependent on touch. The chazar din lo rizet kirizev, lo rizet kirizev. Hatzara shavet b'shaven. The rule of thumb is that both the case of tful yom, as well as klicheres, shemutarin bichulin, that the halach is, on the one hand, they themselves have no problem in partaking in chulin. Nevertheless, the halach is, uposlim b'truma, they'll be posel truma. Kol sheken kikar sheni, certainly kikar sheni, sheposa b'chulin, that does create a psul in chulin. The Mefarshim explains that that case of posel b'chulin that we also made reference to before, when it comes to the sheni, is the halacha of meiser, that if we were talking about a case of where this chulin happened to have been also meiser sheni, and it becomes tameh, it's aser b'achila. And you can't use this kikar also for meiser sheni as well. That's what's meant when we talk about that it's posel bechulin. That if you want to use it for meiser, that's how the Gedolei Achronim explain it, even though Rashi doesn't spell that point out. So it's kol shekein, back into the Gemara. Kikar sheni sheposel bechulin de posel betruma. So that will be the source, according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, for the present. V'dor acher. But later on, they're going to reject this kavachomer. Paruch, malat sad shavashen sheken yesh ben sad chomur. They're going to say that when it comes to the case of tful yom, it has a chumra to it that you have by the tful sheretz, that mino avatuma, tful yom is mino avatuma. And when it comes to klicheres, as we mentioned above, the aviro is metame. Therefore, you cannot learn the tzad hashavet. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, tzad chomer lo paruch. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that in that present dar, they didn't ask the question of the tzad chomer. They were satisfied with the halacha as is. Now the Gemara, once it's been discussing halachas of Tumah v'Tahara, tells us a very important yesod in terms of the gradations of Tumah v'Tahara. The rule of thumb is that a Rishon is metame Asheni. Asheni is not metame a Shlishi when it comes to Chulin. However, when it comes to Truma, then it becomes possible a Truma. When it comes to Kodesh, so then it's possible even if it's a Revi. That's what our Gemara is about to discuss. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosef, nine Revi because Shu Pasul. How do we know this idea that we're more Machmir by Kodesh even than Truma? By Chulin, we're generally Mekel by Shlishi. By Truma, we're Machmir for Shlishi, but Mekel for Revi. By Kodesh, we're Machmir even on Revi. Vidinu, it's a Kavachom. Ma Mechusir Kippurim. Just like someone who has already begun the process of becoming tahar, except they have to bring a carbon, and they've not brought the carbon, shemutar betruma pasul bekodesh, that they're allowed to eat truma, but they can't eat kodesh. For example, if we're talking about a case of a zav, who saw three re'ios, and they now need to bring a carbon, so the halacha would be, they'll be mutar betruma pasul bekodesh, shlishi, shepasul betruma, shlishi himself is pasul betruma, and edin shias revi bekodesh, certainly will make revi bekodesh, v'lo madnu shlishi lekodesh minatora. And the source of Shlishi Kodesh is a din minator, Revi b'kavachomer. And the Revi is a kavachomer that, as we mentioned above, Shlishi Kodesh minator minalan. What's the source that says that a Shlishi would passel when it comes to Kodesh minatorah? Dichsiv abasar shiiga b'chol tome lo yachel. If you have basar that's noga b'chol tome, you shouldn't eat. Milo askin denoga b'sheni. Are we going to say that the pasuk is talking about that the ochel came kante b'sheni? Va'amar achmana lo yachel. And the Torah says that you still can't eat it. The assumption, says the Gemara, is that we must be talking about already a sheni touching a shlishi. The reason why we would assume it's talking about a sheni that's talking the shlishi is because the pasuk was talking about a kli cheres, which the ochel inside was a sheni. It was sitting inside the rishon. The ochel is a sheni, and that came in contact with something else. Amar Achmana lo yeachel, the Torah goes out of its way to say that this ochel that touched something else is going to create the status of lo yeachel, and that's the din daraisa. And as we mentioned, Revi b'kavachomer kidam baron, and Revi is a kavachomer, as we mentioned before. Rabbi Yochanan analyzes this shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was also referred to as Biribi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tam Biribi Eni Yodeh Mahu. I don't understand everything that Rabbi Yossi had just taught us. Shrei Tshuvaso Bitsido is an easy response that's on the side, that's immediate to his Kavachomer. Ochel Haba Machmas Tvul Yom Yochiach. You could respond that Ochel that acquired Tuma from a Tvul Yom, Shepasol Betruma, it passels Truma, Ve'eno Osa Revi. That the halacha is that when it comes to a tful yom, that the food that he touches will passel for a shlishi for truma, but he doesn't make a nos revi bekodesh. He doesn't make a revi bekodesh. Disanya. And Rabbi Yochanan quotes a brayso that supports this. Abishol omer tful yom tchila lekodesh letamishnaim v'liv salechot. That when it comes to a tful yom, so then somebody comes in contact with the Tful Yom. So it's for Kodesh, it will be Mitame 2 Dargos, V'livsal Echot, and it'll be Mafsil another Darga. The Tful Yom is going to be a Rishon, it's going to make the Kodesh as a Sheni Latuma, and the Kodesh will be able to make a Shlishi, and the Shlishi will be enough to make a Revi. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rebbe Meir, though, is of the opinion, mitame echad, it has the ability only to mitab in one darga. Uposel echad. V'chacham marim, k'shem sheposel echad trum mashke trum, kach posel echad kodesh, umashke kodesh. So the chachamim are of the opinion that the only distance that it will go is it will be enough to create a shlishi for truma and kodshim. However, it won't be enough to make a revi. And the Gemara presumes that, Rabbi Yochanan presumes that Rabbi Yossi is going to follow the shita of the Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to go on to say that it's not so clear that Rabbi Yossi follows the shita of the Rabbanan, and this Bezer Hashem will pick up with tomorrow. Today's daf, we had on Amud Aleph a discussion of the give and take between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel about whether one needs a separate source to tell us that a sota is going to be aser likuhuna. The Gemara entertains the idea that there is a kal v'chomer that Rabbi Shmuel had mentioned and discusses why Rabbi would not accept that kal v'chomer. We then had discussed a previous halacha about Dover Sheish Bodas Lishoel, that only an animate item that could ask a shayla, we would say Safik Tuma Birushus Hayachid. And the Gemara tells us why we need the halacha of Safik Sota to tell us Safik Birushus Hayachid is Tamei by Dover Sheish Bodas Lishoel, as well as a source of Rav Gidla Merav that learns from Avabas Ashiga Bechol Tamei. Then the Gemara had gone on to discuss the give and take with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Akiva about whether we had seen in the Mishnah that there is a pasuk that says that a kikar sheni could be metame a shlishi. We saw a very interesting position of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai in the Mishnah that said that la'asid, the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva had quoted, would not be correct. And that halacha would not be correct to say that when it comes to chulin, it would become a shlishi. Ultimately, the Gemara, though, wants to understand what is the logic of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'zman hazeh, and the Gemara answers that it's a combination of a kal v'chomer from the halacha of Tvul Yom and Kli Cheres, as described above. Then we have the Shita Rabbi Yossi that Revi B'Kodesh is possible, and we had a discussion whether it makes sense to say that Revi B'Kodesh is possible if the Chachamim in a Brisa say that only when it comes to Kachim, only a Shlishi is possible, both for Kachim and for Truma. The conclusion about those halachas we'll only see tomorrow. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Tes in Masechta Sota.